Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Live on Instagram, and we are now officially also live on YouTube and LinkedIn. What's up, everybody? Look, y'all, we have a tech testimony, an incredible testimony. He went from being an event planner to now is a robotics engineer. We're going to talk about how he was able to do that. The cool thing about his story, y'all know always we're talking about tech boot camps, breaking into the tech industry, ed tech platforms, the same way I broke into the tech industry as well. But what's unique about his story and his experience that's even cooler than mine is that, again, I was able to get the skills to learn how to break into the tech industry. And since then, I've helped thousands of people do the same thing. But his story is dope because the program he did not only helped him break into the industry, but also gave him skills for him to be able to create his own tech business. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into it. Actually, my bad. He's probably sending me a request to join right now on Instagram. So let's see. Okay, I see you just sent a request. I'm going to accept it now. So look, y'all, make sure y'all got y'all questions ready. For those of y'all that are on LinkedIn, YouTube, y'all can just drop y'all's questions throughout. Let me know in the chat. Let me know either what you currently do in tech or what you want to do in tech. So if you're in the tech industry, let me know what you want to do.
Sorry about that. That was me.
No, you're totally good. Yeah, so that was me as well. So look, let me know if you're already in the tech industry, let me know what you're doing in the tech industry. If you're not in the industry and you're looking to get in the industry, let me know what it is you want to do in the tech industry. And so we're going to talk about it. But listen, y'all, make sure y'all got y'all questions ready. For those of y'all that are on Instagram that y'all have questions, make sure y'all click the top. There's a drop down where you can post your questions there. Make sure you put your questions there so we'll be able to get to them. For everybody that's interested, just a heads up, everybody that's going to be coming in is going to be like, how did he get in tech? What bootcamp? What program did he do? Whatever. Literally on those of y'all on YouTube and LinkedIn, y'all know right below the video, you can click. There's a drop down with the caption. And in the caption, you can literally just click the link for Tech Founder Pro, which is the program that he did to get into the industry. And for those of y'all that don't know what you want to do in the tech industry, literally just click. There's another link down there that has a tech career quiz that y'all can take that'll help you find whatever it is that's perfect for you to do in tech. It's a completely free tech career quiz. So y'all go ahead and take it, do it, so that way it can give you that guidance. For those of y'all that are on Instagram and you're trying to figure out how to do the boot camp that he did, all you need to do is comment Tech Founder. Again, if you're on Instagram, all you need to do is comment the phrase Tech Founder, and the automations are going to do what the automation is supposed to do. I'll send the stuff over to y'all via DM. What's up? What's up, Trey Days? I see Trey Days in the chat. That's weird. Courtney DM me about that. That shouldn't have happened. I know that they were making updates to the career quiz today. So maybe I think today and yesterday, but I didn't know that was going to stop anything from going through. But yeah, just let me know. All right, good stuff. All right, so look, Josh, really excited about this interview with you. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all got y'all's questions ready, all that good stuff. So look, man, let's go ahead and jump into it, bro. So look, just a quick snapshot. What do you do in tech, and how long have you been in the industry?
Well, right now I am a I work in the bindery industry, and I work with the robotics specifically. So I install, troubleshoot, and work with like robotic arms and stuff like that. And I've been doing it for about a year so far. Yeah, it's been really fulfilling after, you know, being in that Tech Founder Pro.
Yeah, super cool. All right, So you're working with that's actually super dope. I love what you're doing. So you're doing that. You've been in the industry for roughly about a year now. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary. Happy New Year, everybody, by the way. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah, so that's dope. So you do that. Now, roughly how much do people make in your space or role? Entry level, all the way up to like senior principal staff level, like some of the highest numbers you've heard, what does that industry average or range look like?
In my specific like position, and I could, for me, I'm making just under 100,000, but when I go into it a couple more years, I can make up to 300,000. So it really ranges in between, and depending on how much work I would like to pick up, because more of that money means more responsibilities. So it honestly all depends on me and how much I retain.
That's so important that you say that, because I think that's something that I don't highlight enough and people miss, is that, yeah, that it's not just simply the role in the position. It's a lot of factors like the company, and it's factors like, yo, what responsibility, what work are you willing to put in?
Yeah, so it's a lot. It's a lot to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. But, all right. So anyway, super cool. But anyway, so you're already making shy of 100,000, six figure career. So you're definitely going to scale into the 100,000, 200,000. It sounds like you already are focused and you already know what pace you need to go or direction you need to go in. So that's dope. Now, outside of that, how exactly did you get in the tech industry?
Well, when I was working before, I was serving and I was doing event planning. So I was working two jobs, both part-time, and I was living pretty close to paycheck to paycheck. And then like, I totally thought, like, I've always been passionate about tech, like video games and kind of like just creative aspect behind tech. And so when one of my friends said, hey, like, I know somebody that's running a boot camp that will teach you everything you need to know about coding, I jumped on it, and that's where I found out about Tech Founder.
Yeah, that's super dope. So what's actually funny, a lot of people don't know this, part of what led me to getting in tech was because of events where I had an idea for an app. And the idea was, so the idea that I had for an app was an app where it basically connected Christians like all over the world, but it was going to be mainly through events, where every time if a Christian was having some type of event, like whether it's a big conference or it's like a party, whatever, something that's like for the faith-based community, it will be an app that will let everybody know every single thing that's happening within their church, within their city. If somebody wanted to create some type of group or something, literally it was going to connect Christians everywhere through the app. So that was the idea that I had. And because I used to do Christian events, and I told somebody about the idea, and I said, yo, I need somebody to help me make this app. And then somebody introduced me to a dude, and obviously he's a developer. He, all of the stuff that we're talking about, he does all of that. And I'm not going to lie, when I realized how much money he was making working in tech, I said, yo, bump this business idea. I need to get in this industry.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Because he started bankrolling a lot of the stuff, like a lot of the things that we were needing for the business. I was trying to figure out a way how to raise a couple $1,000s. I was like, man, we need $5,000 for this. So I told him my elaborate plan to raise the money. And he was like, dude, I'll just give $5,000. We didn't got to do all of that. And I was like, what? And so, but of course, he's been in for a while. So he makes well over $500,000. So him dropping $5,000 he was like, man, we're not going to do that. I'll just give you the money. And so I was like, I have to get in this industry. So it's really funny that you mentioned your event planning background, all of that. So I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah. And also having friends like to kind of like all go into the tech founding, like to tech, the tech industry was really good for me too. And I feel like that was kind of with you too. It's kind of like an investor that like helped you. And with me, it was like kind of like one of our little, when we were both, because we both did the class together, we were kind of like not competing with each other, but we were kind of like bouncing ideas off of each other. And one of us would like do something and then the other one would implement it. And like, it was just, it was good ideas all around, good going around the class.
Yeah. So that's fire. So was that a different friend or is that the same friend?
The same friend. He told me about it, me what he was doing, and then we both went into it together.
Oh, that's so fire. So I love that. So you and a friend, y'all. Now, I love it. I've interviewed people before that have done programs together where it was like two friends or brothers even or sisters. And that's always the best thing to do because, and I mean, you could speak about this better than I can, but I like you mentioned, you having that, like that healthy competition or that healthy motivation.
That's a good,
where you're seeing what the person is doing and you're like, okay. And it's like, y'all are even able to, I'm assuming we're able to keep each other motivated and encouraged during the time.
For sure.
I know people that have done Tech Founder Pro by themselves that didn't have a friend. So I know it's not needed to have somebody to do it with you, but would you say that it made the experience much better that you were doing it with a friend?
Oh, definitely. Like we did make it a lot better. We actually were to meet outside of like the class times together to see what we were doing and what ideas we were bouncing off of each other. Especially after our first project, we did, we both like made websites and stuff, and we both implemented different things, and he liked what I did. So his next project, he implemented what I did while I was still doing some other things. So we were like bouncing ideas off of each other, and he was telling me about certain ideas I should implement into my websites. And it was really good. But like you said, you don't need to do it with a friend. Like you, if you're scared, you don't be scared to go into it alone, because Nova is a great mentor. Like he was very one-on-one and very good at like teaching me what I need to know.
Yo, that's incredible. Incredible. So what I'm curious about, I know your friend said they were going to do it. Was there any point in time before you started where you were like, is this legitimate? Is this worth it? Like, is this worth an investment in my time and resources? Like, was there any hesitation you had at first before you started?
I think the only hesitation I had, was my time frames. I was working two jobs and doing some other stuff at the time, but the thing is about that program, he accommodated me super well. Like I told him what days, and if I missed a class, he like told me that I can meet up with him and catch up, which we did multiple times. And so if there like there was no real hesitation, I just definitely like needed to find the time, but he helped me with that. He was super flexible with the class.
That's fire. Love stuff like that. Love stuff like that. And look, I'm seeing a lot of questions in the comments, particularly on Instagram. Again, y'all, for everybody that has a question on Instagram, make sure you click the drop down above my head and you put your questions in the designated question area, because I'm not going to be able to answer the questions in the chat, because on Instagram, the chat is moving up too fast. On YouTube and LinkedIn, the chat, it doesn't automatically move. Like you have to I have to scroll through the chat. But on this one, it moves up. So all of your questions, by the time I see your question, I turn my head, I look back, your question is gone. So make sure y'all are putting your questions in the, click the drop down, put your questions in the designated question area. So that way we can get to the question. So somebody asked on Quiet King 24, if a person can't get a job in tech, do you think they can just start a business with the skills, then do that? So like a traditional way. So yeah, so Tech Founder Pro, like the name says, and I'll allow Josh to speak to this a little bit more. Like the name says, you literally get the skills to become a tech startup founder. So you get the skills to be able to build your own app-based business. So you definitely can do that. That's definitely a thing. And of course, have like a subscription based on what it does. Speaking of that, Josh, I know Tech Founder Pro, one of the things I love about it is that they're constantly making updates to it, or he's constantly making updates to the program. And so I know one of the things that they do is that they currently give people direction as to, because I know sometimes people don't have an idea. So people are like, okay, but I don't even have an idea on how to make an app. But I know that one of the things they currently have in the program is that they actually teach people or show people how to come up with an idea. Was that the case when you did it, or is that something that's brand new?
So he did help us and try to guide us into having ideas when we first started. He said, like, you know, brainstorm some ideas that you want, something that like you think would be either convenient or you would use every day, or something that you feel passionate about. He guided us into finding what we would like to do. When I was working with him, and when I was going into the class, there was a lot of good app ideas. For me, I actually had an idea to make a website to connect like a tattoo artist and a client, specifically in like the art, like tattoo world. And that was my idea. It was it's really nice to like have that. And I feel like it was also something that a lot of people weren't really thinking about too much, because everybody goes on Instagram and looks for a tattoo artist or social media and stuff like that. But if you have like specific, like, I would say like art preferences, you can like kind of like go into that, you know? And that was my idea, but there was a lot of other good ideas that like we were kind of developing as the class goes. So if we went into it with no idea, he would still teach you everything you needed to know to kind of create one too. Like, oh, my skills would be good to make this specific app, you know? And like one of my the friend that I was talking about, he wanted to create a website or an app that would kind of just connect like roommates together. And he didn't come into the class with that idea. He actually developed the idea during the class.
That's fire. So fire. Hey, look, let me know in the chat, like, who all, I know it has to be all of us, but let me know in the chat, who all has ever had an idea, but you just didn't know how to make it yourself, where you were like, yo, man, what if there was an app that did this thing? Or like, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I had an idea last summer, and I know for a fact this idea would have been successful. The only reason I didn't do it was because, like, y'all know I'm in tech, I'm doing a lot of stuff. And I literally knew I was gonna have to put helping people get in tech on pause to do this. And I was like, man, because I don't know how to build it myself. I was like, man, I'm going to have to like partner with somebody and I'm going to have to tell them. And the idea, I feel comfortable sharing this. It's cool if somebody else builds it. The idea, since I've been traveling a lot to South America, I realized, I'm like, yo, I don't speak Spanish. Y'all know I'm learning Spanish. And literally I realized, I said, yo, and I'm going to be straight up and be real with y'all. I was like, yo, it's a lot of guys that they come, y'all know, like the older dudes that come out here to try to find a wife. I was like, it's a lot of those guys that don't know how to communicate with the women out here. And those women FaceTime them or their video chat, and they can't even talk to get to know each other. And I was like, you know what's crazy is the fact that out of all these translation platforms they have, they don't have a way for you to FaceTime somebody. And when you talk and they talk, it translates what they're saying in your language. I was like, what if you could FaceTime or be on WhatsApp and whatever the person is saying in their language, it automatically translates to your language and puts it in the caption on the screen. And I was like, surely somebody's came up with that. And I researched and looked high and low. Now, I'm not going to say nobody has done it, but I'm going to tell you, I couldn't find it, which I'm going to tell y'all, rule of thumb in business, if you can't find it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but it means if somebody has made it, their marketing is not good, which means they don't have a grip on the market. So I'm telling you, I'm like, yo, that's something, because that's beyond Passport Bros. That's something you can give for family members that want to communicate with other family members that don't speak the same language. That's something like, I was like, yo, and that's so simple. That is a simple thing to make, believe it or not, y'all.
Great. That and is I'm like, a great yo. Idea.
And I'm like, that could be something you could sell to WhatsApp. You could sell it to these companies. And so that idea alone is at least like a $10, $15 million idea that somebody could technically build in like 2 or 3 months, honestly. So anyway, that being said, I ain't going
to. Great idea, man.
I might even use the TechFinder Pro myself. I ain't going to. Because I'm like, hold up.
I know you already got the idea. You just need the skills, the technical skills, and everything you need to do to get it. That's a great idea. That's a great idea, man.
Thanks. I appreciate that. All right. So look, y'all. Somebody said, so you're giving out free sauce. Hey, look, that's what I'm here for, y'all. I'm here to give out the free sauce. That's what I'm here for. And look, again, y'all, I'm seeing a lot of questions in the Instagram comment section. Again, y'all, please, if you have a question, click the drop down, post your question there. I even saw a question from somebody with tech in their name, Big Chief Tech, BigChief.tech. Look, y'all, everybody's dropping questions. Click the drop down, put your question in the question section. So that way I can make sure I get to it. So I'm not going to be able to get to the questions as they're popping up and scrolling. So just a quick to answer the question quickly, y'all. Yeah, with Tech Founder Pro, if you want to go the route where you want to like get a job in tech, you could do that. Or if you want to go the route, if you want to become an actual tech founder, or literally you could do both simultaneously at the same time, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So let's continue on with the story. So I love this. I'm excited about this. All right. So you get the skills to learn how to build your own app. You constantly are getting groomed to come up with different ideas as to something you can even build yourself. Outside of that, what skills or education or resources were you given that helped you when it came to you being career ready to actually land your job?
Well, I think we actually met up multiple times with Nova, the mentor, and he told me exactly what I need to do to do exactly what I wanted to do specifically. So what we did was a lot of like polishing up on like resume, LinkedIn, and other stuff like that would the companies would look at me. So I was looking specifically into like getting into a company. And when I was applying to multiple companies, I would ask him like, hey, this company specializes in robotics. This company specializes in, it was a couple of meetings that we did. And he said like, oh, here, make this resume like this or do this LinkedIn like this, then message them and apply and then do the same thing with this. And he would polish me up, like completely polish it up and make it like as, what is it like specific to the company as possible. And that's what he helped me do. And that, and honestly, I think with the knowledge and the confidence that he gave me to do these interviews and talk to these people, I was able to like nab a job just a month after the program. And honestly, I consider myself super lucky, but it was a lot of skill that he like taught me to do. So, and also I think, to be honest, it was all like, I do feel lucky to, I feel blessed to like have this job, but I do feel like he put me on that path to like talk to these people, to go into certain things I was looking for. And honestly, like I was looking into like a lot of gaming like companies to be like back end or creative or stuff like that. But when I told him I was thinking of doing robotics, like he said like, oh, you know, good idea. Let's polish up your resume and send these in to see, just to nab anything and to get into like something that I really would want to do. And it worked out. Like it worked out pretty quickly too. I feel blessed. I feel really happy that he helped me do this. And it's a lot. And with the, especially with the skills that he taught me, I had the confidence to talk about things that I beforehand wouldn't have the knowledge to.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so incredible. What's interesting to me, and y'all let me know in the chat again, y'all show some love in the chat. I mean, first and foremost, y'all show some love for him being here. But secondly, y'all, he's been in for a year. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal testimony and story. What's really amazing to me, let me know in the chat, like who all has seen this. I constantly see posts online of people, even in my DMs. It's so many people that are like, hey, I have a 4-year degree. I know people with master's degrees in your space. And they're like, I can't land any type of role in this space at all. And again, like I literally met, y'all let me know in the chat, I've met people that were like, man, it's been 2 years. I literally had, there was a barber cutting my hair one time. And he was telling me he didn't believe that people could get jobs in tech because, and I said, why? He said, yeah, because my friend, he literally called his friend, interrupted my haircut. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to get a haircut. He said, yeah, man, talk to my friend. He said, because my friend has a master's degree in computer science. He was like, he can't get, he said, it's been 3 years. He's not even been able to get interviews. And I hopped on the phone with his friend and I spoke with him and I was giving him game and advice. And I was crazy. I asked the friend, I realized there was a lot of things he didn't have together because again, he went to college. So my question is, with a lot of people that are out here that have gone to college to get in this industry, you did a boot camp. And in 1 month after Tech Founder Pro, you landed an incredible role working with robots and stuff, which is fire, in a space where you're already already just shy of $100,000. Clearly going to scale way past that. Your goal is to scale up to about $300,000. What would you say if you had to speak to someone who's considering going to college, do a four-year college to get in the same type of industry as you versus Tech Founder Pro? What would you tell them is the benefit of doing something like Tech Founder Pro instead of going like the college route?
Well, I think I will never like be against college. I feel like that's always a good place to be and a good like path to go on. I think honestly, though, I would definitely recommend everybody to look at all of their options, do their research, check out what they need to do, and also go into specifics. I think for me, I was super lucky because this, I mean, the company that I'm working for isn't even American based, you know, I found it, and they have American headquarters and stuff, but they're Germany based. And like when during the interview, my boss now was asking me like, oh, what are the skills that you have? I brought up a lot of like, you know, what Tech Founder Pro taught me. And he was like, oh, that's exactly the kind of people that I'm looking for, you know? And I think it's about more so the skills that you have and your communication about those skills that will definitely get you into where you want to be. A lot of people are just mass applying right now, like just like mass applying. I think everybody's looking into like big companies and stuff like that, which is not a bad thing to do. But I think you have to find something that you like in like maybe not a big company, but like a smaller company. And then you can always work up. You can always go and always apply to other things. Just get your foot in there, get your experience out there. And experience will, you'll like a lot of people have degrees. A lot of people have like stuff like that. But I think when they see a past experienced person, they look at that and they will consider that over some degrees in some spaces, in some companies.
Yeah, no, that's true. That actually is becoming, that's a trend with actually the majority of companies where they do prioritize some form of experience or, like you said earlier, someone's ability to communicate their knowledge. Because it's one thing to have knowledge. It's a whole nother thing where you can communicate that in interviews. So during Tech Founder Pro, you talk about the experience piece being there, but technically you didn't have experience prior. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, in Tech Founder Pro, are you doing things like creating like portfolios of work that you've been doing to show that you have some form of experience through Tech Founder Pro?
Yeah, definitely. That's actually one of the first things that we kind of get into is like working with some websites that would have all of your projects onto it so everybody can access those projects. Like with my website, it's online and you can see it, but it was like, for me, it's just a project. It's not live. So like a lot of like, but some other of people that was in my class have those projects out there and live, and like, so it's their profile. So if, for me, I haven't had to whip out like my tattoo project, but I did have to tell them about what I did and how I did it through like what I know, you know, and what I was taught. So mm-hmm. like when they were asking me certain things about certain programs, they were like, oh, okay, that's good. Cause we work with similar programs. We work with something that's like that. And to have somebody that understands that right out the bat, they looked at me first when it came to experience and getting the job.
Yo, that's fire. Okay, that's good. Because I was wondering that piece when you were speaking about the experience. I was like, okay, how were you able to communicate that? But okay, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm seeing a bunch of people in the chat, both on Instagram and on LinkedIn and YouTube. I'm seeing some people saying things like, what role should I do in tech? Even a person, shouts out to Myesha, I work in tech, but I troubleshoot. So I think that's like tech support. Look, when you ask a question like, what should I do in tech? I'll be real with y'all. There are about roughly 14 or 15 different jobs in tech that are currently in high to really high demand. All of those are six-figure careers. I always say six-figure career, not job, because depending on the company, you could start off at 80,000 or you could start off at 120,000. So either way, mm-hmm. six-figure careers. Mm-hmm. And so they're in high demand, paying really well. And there's a lot of opportunity for remote as well. That being said, there's at least 15. All of them are wildly different from one another. So I can't tell you which specific one to do, but to keep you from getting confused and being like, okay, which one out of the 15 should I do? Literally just do our tech career quiz. We have a free tech career quiz. For those of y'all that are on LinkedIn and YouTube, y'all can go right on the drop down and you'll see it. It'll be the second link after Tech Founder Pro. You could take the tech career quiz. For those of y'all that are on Instagram, all y'all need to do is just comment. What do y'all need to comment? Let me make sure I'm telling y'all the actual, the proper thing to comment so I'm not lying. Yeah, all y'all need to do is comment AI career. So either comment AI career or remote career, and you'll, same thing, you'll get a link in your DMs. The link will talk, it'll talk about our boot camp, but you can skip past that. You'll see the second link that'll say tech career quiz. You could take that free tech career quiz, and based on your answers, it'll give you 2 to 3 different options. So you're not limited, but you get 2 to 3 different options that you're perfect for. I see somebody said you're interested in GRC analysts. Literally DM me. Don't DM you could DM the Texas New Black Instagram page, but if you want a faster response, I would say DM my Instagram, which is I'm Just Cyrus. I can't go live for my Instagram, y'all. I'm actually tell y'all the truth. My Instagram is legitimately shadow banned for 1 year. Instagram told me I can't go live. There's a bunch of stuff I can't do. None of my content shows on the Explore page. So it's completely stunted the growth of my page. I was growing at 2,000 followers a week, like 1 to 2,000 followers a week. Never have I ever been losing followers. But now, since none of my stuff is showing on the Explore page, I'm losing about 100 or 200 followers every single week. It's really horrible. That's why I'm live on the Tech of New Black Instagram, even though this Instagram isn't as large as my page. That being said, y'all can still DM me. And the reason why I'm shadow banned is actually because I shared a tip online about how to do job stacking in tech, and basically how to work at multiple tech companies. The post went viral. Unfortunately, a lot of gatekeepers that work in tech, there's always people that work in tech. There's a lot of people that want to help y'all. There's a lot of people that for some reason, they just don't like, it's weird. They just don't want to see a lot of other people getting in the industry. Either way, a lot of those people were reporting it. And I know it was those people because I kept seeing a lot of them share it, and they would comment something nasty telling people to go to my page and report it. Anyway, a lot of people that were hating reported it, and Instagram, they were reporting saying I was like telling people a scam or something. Instagram, the algorithm doesn't know how to tell the difference between job stacking and if this guy is preaching a scam. So either way, it really messed me up. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Take my L's. But at the end of the day, you know, it comes with the territory of helping people. It's always going to be people trying to keep you from helping people. That being said, you could DM me on my Instagram. You could DM this one if you want to do GRC. There is an amazing GRC boot camp. Actually, a couple different ones that I recommend. And both of them are top tier. I would argue against any other boot camp when it comes to both of these. So anyway, so just DM me and I'll be able to give you those. But again, for those of y'all who want to do the tech quiz, just comment remote career or AI career, and the automation will send y'all a DM from this Tech is a New Black Instagram page. All right, good stuff. All right, so this is fire. I love this so much. So let me ask you this really quickly, then I want us to take some time to go to everybody's questions. So well, let me ask this. How long was Tech Founder Pro?
So it was about six months, and we met twice a week, from what I remember. Sorry, and but at any point in time when I asked him, like, hey, can we meet up? You know, he would definitely take some time out of his day to meet up based on my schedule. Within those times in the classes, that he was very detailed when it came to like what we were learning and structured too. He also gave us very not homework, but it's stuff that you like kind of need to, like, almost like a book. You read this a couple pages here and there, and then he would touch up on what we like kind of read for the next class, and then implement it. So like, it's one thing about kind of like gaining the knowledge and then doing it. So everything that he was, everything that he was like, you know, sending us to do, you read it, and then you ended up working with that exact thing. One of the things that we learned up on, and it was actually, I think, at a good timing too, because ChatGPT, OpenAI started getting a little bit bigger, and last year, And literally the moment it started getting like big, he was teaching us everything we had to do, like to work with it. So he's very, I know you mentioned earlier that he like adds or updates it. He'll update it based on current events around you. Like within the six, like a lot could happen in 6 months, and he updates it and tells you exactly what you need to know to get something or make whatever your project is easier. And that was AI. You know, AI is making a lot of things easier when it comes to
that.
Yeah.
That's so incredible. See, that's the type of stuff that, like, I know college is good, but that's the kind of stuff that they just can't do in college just because it's against the rules for the most part. Like, y'all know when you go to college, the professor, some professors keep, like, I've mentioned this before. When I was a Lyft driver, before I got in tech, I picked up some kids from Georgia Tech. And, you know, they were telling me that they were in school to be software engineers, and they were seniors. And I said, oh, man, are y'all excited to graduate this year and get out in the workforce and finally do all of the stuff y'all have been learning? And they started laughing, and they said, dude, everything we're learning is already outdated to the market. They said, literally, we're getting tested on stuff that doesn't even matter to the market anymore. And that's what I tell people. I'm like, man, because again, a professor, many professors, I'm not going to say all, but many professors, when they make the curriculum, they usually update the curriculum either every 2 years or every 4 years. But then even a great professor that's going to update the curriculum every single school year, even every single semester, they cannot keep up with the trends and the changes like that. Like, because once that curriculum has been updated, now it's static. That's what it is. Now they could talk about some extra stuff in the class. They could mention an event that took place with AI, but they don't have tests and the study material. They don't have the books that you bought in the library. That stuff is outdated by years. They don't have those things. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the things. So I love that, but I'm not going to lie. I haven't heard of something like that kind of cutting edge where it's like, yo, literally in real time, hey, we're about to go ahead and update this, and y'all are going to learn about using this AI. That's incredible. That's really, really incredible. So, all right. So look, so I'm seeing, shouts out to you. That's a lot of love. Let me go back to that comment. I'm going to read this because usually I ignore comments like this. But I want to start doing better at stuff like this. So look, thank you for this comment. Lord Luby says, everyone put respect on Cyrus' name. I'm in tech because of him. He's the truth. Hey, I appreciate that so very much. I'm going to be real with y'all. Sometimes I don't read comments like that because I don't know if this is a problem. I think some guys have this problem where sometimes it's weird for us to get celebrated or get like praised for something. And so, but that being said, I'm learning to like really just take stuff like that in. So thank you so much for that comment. That means a lot.
It's very nice. Very nice.
That's really incredible. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Hey, DM me on my Instagram. Tell me more about your story. I'm curious to hear more about your story. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Super cool. All right. So look, let's go ahead and get into some of these questions. Oh no. One other thing I had to ask. I almost forgot. So what word of advice, if you could go back and speak to yourself before you started Tech Founder Pro, maybe even speak to yourself and your friend, you speak to both of y'all, and I'll say a little bit more to yourself because you know what thoughts were going through your mind. You knew where you were at in life. You knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. What would you say to yourself and as either a word of encouragement or even a word of advice before getting started?
You know, honestly, I would probably tell him to do it earlier, man. Like start earlier, dude. Like do it. Start way earlier, and then get your knowledge up. And whatever happens, like you got your knowledge. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot that I did right, and I wouldn't change doing Tech Founder Pro. I feel like doing that was like the best thing that has happened to me when it comes to my career. So if I were to make that happen earlier in my life, definitely I totally would have done that. You know, invest in yourself. You know what I mean? Like it works. It pays off in the end.
Yo, that's incredible. I love that so much. I love that so much for so many different reasons.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's one of those things where even myself, I'm like, man, if you start sooner, technically you could be making more money than you're making even now.
Yeah, see? You know, I'm a year in, but, you know, a couple years down the line, I'll be making more money. And yeah. If I was already a couple years down the line, that'd be better for me now. You know, I know the saying, it's like the best time not to be like cliche. Yeah, exactly. The tree thing, like the best time to plant the tree is 20 years ago. Next best time is right now. So it's like, just start it earlier, invest in yourself and, you know, work for your dreams, you know, work for your goals.
Yeah. Every now and again, I look at my DMs, you know, obviously I use a lot of automations and stuff. So every now and again, when somebody comments a certain trigger word, I'll go in the DMs. And there's sometimes I see people where literally for a year and a half, they've been commenting the trigger words, but they haven't done anything to actually get in tech. Nothing. And I know this because I've gotten to the point I start asking the people, like I'll send a voice note and I'll be like, are you a bot? Like, I scrolled through here and you've been talking about getting in tech or trying to get in tech for a year. What's going on? Literally, I did this a couple of days ago and the guy told me, he said, yeah, man, I've just, you know, I've really been thinking about it. And I said, you've been doing more than thinking about it. Like I counted 30 times over the past year, you commented a trigger word to get a link for a boot camp. I was like, you haven't done any, like nothing? He's like, no, man, I haven't, man. And I said, dude, it's about to be the new year. Mm-hmm. You've been commenting this since the end of 2022. And I was, I'm going to be real with you. You're leaving, because he was mentioning like how he's thinking about it because his financial situation and whatever. And I was like, dude, you could probably be making six figures right now had you actually jumped on this back when you first commented it. I was like, but you just been sitting and chilling and just commenting. And I kind of used the gym analogy. Y'all know it's the turn of the year, y'all. It's a brand new year. One of the things that everybody knows happens, a lot of people go shopping for their gym outfits. Mm-hmm. They get the bands, they get the gym gloves, they get all of that stuff. And then they go sign up for a gym. And then maybe they work out for 1 or 2 days. And then everybody knows like the first week of the new year, the gyms are packed. The second week is kind of packed. And then after that, a month later, the gym is basically back to how it used to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, likewise, some people get more excited. It's like some people get more excited about the wedding than the marriage. Or some people get more excited about getting the gym clothes and taking pictures in the gym clothes instead of actually getting in and doing the work. And it's like, I get it, because it's like the excitement is pretending like you're going to do it or thinking you're going to do it. And there's not much excitement in the actual training, but there's greater excitement when you see those results and you see what your body can look like.
Yeah.
And likewise, same thing I would say when it comes to getting in tech, that I know there's a lot of excitement ahead of time, but sometimes something tells us, okay, but don't do it. Don't actually do it. And then we allow that excitement to die out. But the greatest excitement is on the back end. When you actually done it and you look at the results, you're like, man, this is incredible. I'm so happy I did. You said something earlier that I really want to highlight, and I want people to notice. When you were talking about telling yourself to have done it sooner, you made a statement. I'm not even sure if this is what you meant, but it made me have this idea. You said, at least I would have had the knowledge. Yeah. And y'all know what's interesting? I've met people. And I want to say this to people, for any of y'all that you've done a boot camp, let's say you did some other boot camp already, or you got some degree or something like that. I've seen some people be like, oh man, it didn't work for me. And I'm like, what do you mean it didn't work? The industry is still here. Companies are still hiring. it's never a thing of, I think what it is that some people get this idea that it has to happen in like a month, like it happened for you, or 2 months, mm-hmm. like it happened for me, or 3 or 4 months, like it's happened for some of my friends. But the beautiful thing goes back to what you said. You have the education. Mm-hmm. Once you have that education, literally from there, the only other thing is learning how to communicate that to a recruiter, to a hiring manager. And that's really all it is. So that really is the true crux. That's the most important part. So I was so happy that you said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. And I also wanted to say something too. It's like, you have that knowledge, you know, and if a lot of the things that you were talking about with like the people that are commenting the trigger words is they might be motivated now, but you know, motivation, it varies, you know, it's about consistency. Yeah. And getting into the, like with the class that I did, I was consistent in going and understanding everything. And then your brain kind of like continues to retain that information if you're consistent. But like some days I wasn't motivated. Some days I got off of both of my jobs and I was like, oh man, like I'm tired, you know, and I still did it. I still ran through it. I still talked to him. I still did everything I could to like continue the process. And it definitely, it pays off in the end. If you invest in yourself, it pays off in the end.
Exactly. Exactly. That's incredible. Love it. Love it. All right. So look, let's get to some of these comments. All right. So we're going to start off on YouTube and LinkedIn, because people on Instagram, I love y'all, but y'all ain't following directions because I don't see any questions in the question bubble. So again, for everybody on Instagram, we get into the questions. Make sure y'all click the drop down. And then y'all put your question in the designated question section, so I can get to y'all's questions. But we're gonna start on YouTube and LinkedIn. What y'all talking about? All right. So for everybody that's commenting remote career on LinkedIn or in YouTube, you don't need to do that. That I don't have automation set up on YouTube and LinkedIn. Literally, just click the drop down underneath the video and go click the link that's specifically for doing the tech quiz or tech career quiz. Let's see what we got. Salute from Cleveland. Shouts out to Cleveland. Austin says, that's crazy. They were learning about Windows 98. Or he's talking about with the that college probably, or Georgia Tech. We know you're the GOAT. We need you out here, bro. Hey, appreciate you. Appreciate you. Thank you for that. Up by Noon says, one of my apps got me a role in a tech company that works logistics. Now I'm a lead in their tech department. It's just crazy for real. Hey,
congratulations, man.
Yeah, that's fire.
That's good. That's super good.
Okay, cool. Emmanuel, I've been applying to business development positions and I have some experience in that field. I'm also in a Merit America cybersecurity program. Any tips on applying to sales tech jobs? So I'm gonna be real with you. I low-key think you're capping. I don't think you have experience in the space. The reason why I say that, you called it sales tech. It's tech sales. I've never seen a person that worked in tech sales that's ever, every time anybody's ever in my life ever called it sales tech, it was a person that's not worked in tech sales. So I think, now I'll be real, I'll give you grace. And by the way, I don't want you to get offended. I ain't trying to be rude, by the way. I'm kind of halfway playing. But I believe you might have had sales experience. Obviously, sales experience in tech sales, there's a lot of correlations. It's sales. But tech sales, there are a lot of differences in tech sales versus normal sales. Because the main thing you're missing is you have the skills of sales, but you don't have the domain expertise of tech. So that's usually why when people come to me and they say, hey, Cyrus, I have a background in sales. I don't think I need to do a tech sales boot camp. And I'm like, maybe you don't. Maybe you could get in. Go ahead and give it a try. But more than likely, a tech boot camp is needed, or it's hugely beneficial, I would say. Because again, it gives you that domain expertise of that specific field. Again, if you have time to kill, I would say keep going. But you say, any tips on applying to the tech sales jobs? There's a lot of tips that I could give you, honestly. That's kind of a broad question. I mean, one, I would say, going back to what I said, you want to leverage your domain expertise. So look at what domain you have a relative expert in. Now, obviously, you're not an expert in the tech side of things. I don't think you've worked in the actual tech industry. So what else have you done? Maybe you have a little bit of a background in hospitals, or maybe you have a background in hospital, medical field. Maybe you have a background in schools, education, whatever it is. Let's say it's schools and education. Maybe you want to apply to working a tech sales job at an ed tech company, which is educational technology. If it's in a medical field, go for the med tech companies. If it's in healthcare, health tech companies. If you have a background in real estate or construction, you could do what's called prop tech companies, which stands for property technology. So literally, whatever your domain, even if you worked in the retail space, it doesn't matter if you worked at Hollister or something like that. Like, you have domain expertise in the retail space, and there are actual retail style tech companies. So the list goes on and on. So you just need to find, since you don't have the domain expertise of the tech industry, you want to lean on a different domain expertise to help you out. Yeah, and there's a bunch of other tips I could give you, but literally, I literally, we have a 2-hour job application training that goes over finding the perfect companies for you to make sure you are automatically the top candidate and you're able to negotiate the best salary and all of that. So literally, it's about an hour and a half training that we did for those in the Scale in Tech Bootcamp. So we have that, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, let me get some of the other ones. I want to get into bash scripting, but I'm not sure what programs to enroll in. Do they teach any scripting in Tech Founder Pro?
Scripting, what would you mean? What do you mean by scripting?
Yeah, so probably not. So scripting is like, somebody in the comments could probably answer this better than I can. So for example, I know people like coding is technically, from what I know and from my experience, coding is a higher level, or like it's more complex than scripting. Like, I know people that say, I can't code, but I could do a little scripting. Like, it's like something that's like not to the layer of being able to code.
Okay.
But it's being able to do some technical things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He taught a lot of that. That was actually one of our main focuses, because scripting was kind of the basics of, like, you know, coding and working with all that kind of stuff. We worked on personal skills when it came to that too, like specifics when it came to like coding and scripting and stuff like that. And we used a lot of different programs. So yeah, sorry. I didn't realize what it was, because it was like last year when I was working with it. I'm working with like a lot of in-house programming now, not really like making this, like scripting it out. So sorry about that. But like, yeah.
No.
But yeah, we did learn about that. And it is very important.
Yeah. No, that's totally cool. So just to reset everybody, because I'm seeing a bunch of comments, people asking how to get in tech or what to do exactly. Again, y'all, for those of y'all that are not sure what to do, we have a tech career quiz underneath this video. I know it's people popping in and popping out of the stream. For those of y'all, first off, his story. Let me recap y'all really quickly on his story. So Josh went from being an event planner to now being a robotics engineer. And so he did that after doing Tech Founder Pro. 1 month after completing Tech Founder Pro, he landed his job with his role paying him shy of just six figures, or $100,000 to be specific. And the industry and the space he's in, he's able to scale up to about $300,000 within a few years of working in the industry and space. Of course, with him working hard at other stuff as well. So that's opportunity in the space that he's currently in. So, Tech Founder Pro, I'm familiar with a few of their alumni who've done the program. They work in tech. I know the actual founder of Tech Founder Pro. He himself is a founder of his own technology, Wazzl AI, which is a really, really a dope technology in terms of what it does. So definitely y'all check out Tech Founder Pro for everybody who's interested. The other cool thing, I should have said this earlier, Tech is the New Black. We work very closely with Tech Founder Pro in a way that we don't with other boot camps. So y'all know we recommend a bunch of different boot camps that are top tier, but with Tech Founder Pro, Tech is New Black, we work alongside of them providing like additional support. Now, this is something that this is before, or this is after Josh finished Tech Founder Pro. This is something we recently decided to do. I'm gonna tell y'all the real reason why we're doing this, because Tech is New Black, our vision, y'all know at this point, we've helped thousands of people get in the tech industry. We've helped thousands of people get six-figure jobs. My biggest thing is what next? Like, what's next? The next is us helping people become tech founders. I don't have the skill to help someone become a tech founder. Now, mind y'all, I'm a tech founder where myself and two other people started a tech business. We sold it for $120,000. I was going to say early this year, but back in January, basically. So we created our own AI tech startup in 7 months, built it, sold it. So I know a lot of those pieces, but I don't know those pieces as well as the founder of Tech Founder Pro does. So our goal with Tech's New Black, with our community, we have a community of over 5,000 professionals and techies. Our goal is to nurture people that are in tech or nurture people that are founders to create their own tech businesses and for us to be able to interview them on our podcast to give their businesses exposure. The reason why is because we all become very successful by working in tech, but we become wealthy by actually creating our own tech businesses. We become 7- and 8-figure earners by having our own tech businesses. And so, you know, 6 figures, that's great. But in this industry, that's basically the floor. If we're talking like 100,000, 150,000, that's basically the floor in this industry. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about the opportunity. I said the opportunity that Josh has, the opportunity I have, and many are in tech. We have a beautiful opportunity that if Josh comes up with a brilliant idea, you know, if he could literally build out the app, me being in tech sales, Josh and I, we could collaborate and I could be over the tech sales side of things. Or because I have a background in skills in marketing, I could be the chief marketing officer and we can get a tech salesperson. And now you have the app that's built. You have the salesperson. You have the marketing person. If all of us work in tech, all of us are making roughly 6 figures. We don't need a bank or anybody to help us finance the business. We can bankroll it ourselves. We can hire a team of a few virtual assistants and have them do that part. We could hire some other developers and have them build out some of the other thing, maybe hire a full stack developer or backend developer, somebody so all of the technical parts are not on Josh's shoulders. And we could literally build it out. And then in a year, 2-3 years, we could sell it for $20 million, $50 million, or get an amazing valuation. I'm skipping through a lot of steps. I want to be clear about that. Nevertheless, the pieces that I'm saying is literally what it is. This happens all the time, y'all. Every week, there are over 50 tech companies y'all don't even have never heard of that are startups that have gotten tens of millions of dollars of funding. This is normal that y'all don't even hear about. And so that's how we truly get to wealth. So that's why Tech is New Black. We're working a lot more intimately with Tech Founder Pro because our goal is to actually interview graduates, not like this type of interview, like an actual podcast or street interview, the graduates, so they can actually promote their business on our podcast to give them more exposure. So for those of y'all in the future that do Tech Founder Pro, you know, literally let me know because we're going to be interviewing people on the podcast because our goal is I brag about helping thousands of people get 6-figure careers. I want to be able to brag about helping thousands of people, you know, get exposure for their businesses that become 7- and 8-figure businesses. That for me, that's where we need to elevate to. So I'm in my 30s right now. By the time I'm in my 40s, we're not going to be talking about getting people in tech anymore. We're going to be talking about getting $100 million of funding into startups. That's what we're going to be talking about. So that's just kind of a little bit of backstory with that piece. And I'm sorry, we are a little bit over time, y'all. So we're going to get to some of the questions and we're going to wrap up in about 10 minutes. Guy you can trust. Are you really a guy we can trust? It's a cool name, but is that the truth? No, I'm just playing. I'm starting out and this channel seems right. Hey, appreciate the love. Appreciate the love. Austin Jones says, it takes time, Josh. I've been in IT for 17 years and it took me about 10 years to hit 100K as a salary. Now it's a lot different. You can scale fast through companies now and get to 6 figures or higher mark. And don't forget to ask for a sign-up bonus. I learned that from Big C. Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate that, bro. Yeah, I did a salary training yesterday. That was a lot of fun. Art Mob Agents, what do you think is the clearest opportunity for young cats from the hood? I would say this, the first thing, and actually I want you to speak to this too, Josh. So I'll give my piece and I would love for you to kind of share as well. I'll say this for anybody from the hood. So this is what I would say. If somebody's from the hood, the first, so literally in our scale and tech training, our introduction training literally the first thing goes over what you need to do to actually prepare for the tech industry. And it's nothing technical. It's nothing about what softwares you need to learn or what systems or use case. It's none of that stuff. Literally, it goes over people you need to cut off out of your life. It talks about types of content online that you probably shouldn't watch or engage in. It talks about lifestyle and habits and things you should cut off and things you should start doing. I want to be very clear, y'all. 99% of people, if you are living like a ghetto, and I want us to not attach a certain skin color to ghetto because ghetto is universal. But if you're living a ghetto lifestyle, 99% chance you're not going to be able to get in the tech industry, maintaining that lifestyle. For the 1% that do, 99% chance, unless you make changes, you're not going to maintain in the industry. So I want you to understand, I see sometimes people where I could tell, it's like I engage them, I'm like, yo, you live a really, really crazy, ratchet, really ghetto lifestyle. And they just think it's a get rich quick scheme. These careers that pay this amount of money, you typically have to be a type of person. Before I got in tech and I was a Lyft driver, I thank God I didn't get in tech when I wanted to get in tech, because it took that time of me Lyft driving before I did a boot camp to read books that basically helped me become more professional, helped me be more organized, helped me be a grinder. I used to be a very lazy person. And so it took a lot of work for me to become that person. So my thing I would say to young cats in the hood, and to be clear, everybody that's in the hood is not lazy. Everybody that's in the hood is not somebody that doesn't have work ethic. It's people in the hood that are organized, you know, all of those things top to bottom. But again, the norm is not that type of person. So I would say for a young person in the hood, or a person coming from the hood, or ghetto mentality, you need to make transformation in your life. Somebody said, what books were those? So I could literally, I list all the books in the training. A couple that I would list is so mindset books are really important. I would say one that's popular is Atomic Habits. I personally like another one that's a very similar book, but it's called The Compound Effect. Exact same concept, but I prefer The Compound Effect. That book revolutionized my work ethic. It revolutionized my habits, everything. It completely, to this day, it messes my, I think about it and I'm like, whoa, I'm tripping. Why am I doing this thing? Even my YouTube, yeah. I've been spending too much time on one of my other YouTube channels where I'm like watching all this Squid Game recap stuff. And I'm like, this is not good for my habits. I need to get back to my other YouTube channel, which has like business stuff, tech stuff, where I'm focused and locked in. Anyway, I could list a bunch of books. DM me if you want to know some books I recommend. Either way, you want to change your habits. You want to make sure you're hanging around. You want to hang around people that have the same mentality as you, that have the same or similar goals as you, and they're actually putting in the work towards those goals. Those are the type of people that'll keep you accountable. I could keep going through stuff, but again, I don't have an hour to go through it. Literally, that part of the training is about an hour. It's the introduction. It goes over books. It gives suggestions of podcasts to listen to, things to not listen to, things to avoid, all of that stuff. That being said, what I will tell you just on a high level, what those people need is not about a certain job in tech or what opportunity. It's just you being the right person. So they just need to put the work in to transform themselves as a person. And then from there, all of the opportunities that we talk about, all they need to do is take the tech career quiz. Whatever opportunity is a good fit for them based on the quiz, that's all they need. It's not like it's nothing deep about it. It's just, do you have work ethic? Are you serious about getting in this industry and making this money? Okay, cool. Take the quiz, put the work in.
It's definitely about your own mindset. I feel like it doesn't matter where you live or how you come up. It's about your own personal mindset and what you want to be and what you want to do. So it depends on your own work ethic. Everybody has these opportunities, especially now.
I talk about not being ghetto and I'm drinking out of a jug.
Hey, man.
That's funny. I love that. I agree with that entirely. Miss Delio says, I'm a stay-at-home mom looking to get back into the workforce. It's tech for me. I have a minimal HTML and CSS from years ago. Just did it as a hobby. So what would you say to that, Josh?
Well, I feel like that's a good start. And you can also always make your own scheduling. I know how it is, you know, like having kids around and stuff. But you can definitely do that. A good thing about tech is it's very flexible with people's times. You know, everybody is always using it no matter what day, what hour, you know. So having your own personal development, like goals and timeframes, you can always kind of schedule yourself out correctly, you know, to balance your work and life, you know, balance work and life. And HTML, CSS, that's actually like one of the things that we learned in the Nova, in the Founder Tech Pro. And I actually took a very keen liking to it because it was very like creative. I loved CSS. It's very creative, very, you know, and you put your own personality into it. So I think definitely like tech is a great place to be when you're like a stay-at-home mom or doing things that where you are very busy throughout the day. And just make time for yourself, make time for the computer and wherever you need to learn it. So I think that would be great. That'd be really good.
Yeah, one of our largest, not even one of our actual largest podcast episode. Let me pull this up and see how many views it's at. Our largest to date, our largest podcast episode is titled From Healthcare to Six Figures in Tech. Oh, it doesn't have as many views as I thought it did. It's just like shy of 300,000. Anyway, our largest podcast episode, she's a stay-at-home mom. One of the things we talked about in the episode was how she went from healthcare to getting in the tech industry, got an incredible offer. Her first time offer was $135,000. No experience in the tech industry at all. Did a tech boot camp. All the shebang we talk about. Broke into the industry, $135,000. And one of the things she talked about was how revolutionary it was for her being a mother or being a single mother or stay-at-home mom. Well, she's not a stay-at-home mom. She's a single mother. But same thing, her being able to work remote, she's able to spend time, be there. You know, it's made it easier when it comes to her son. She's able to take her son to school and able to be at home. Summertime, she's able to spend more time with her son. But also I've interviewed other people on the podcast, the street interviews, people that are actual stay-at-home moms that have a husband that's there and they're able to actually be there and be there with the children. I've interviewed a couple where both of them did a boot camp I recommend, broke into tech, and both of them work remote. And they talk about how beautiful it's been for their marriage that they're able to work remote and be at home. And then other people that aren't even working remote where they're working hybrid or they're going into the office, but just even still them having those extra finances, it's helping them when it comes to better daycare for their children or them even having like a nanny or them paying a family member, all of that. So it's definitely a great thing to do in that space. So yes, I do one-on-ones for anybody that's interested in doing a one-on-one. I don't really promote the one-on-ones too often. But yeah, for anybody who is interested in doing a one-on-one, literally just DM me and I'll be able to send you the link over. You have an option of either a 30-minute or 1 hour with me. Depending on what it is you want to do, we can literally cover anything that you want to go over. Just let me know and you'll see it. Make sure you fill out the form and say specifically what you want to talk about so I can make sure I have those things prepared for you so we can literally get rocking and rolling as soon as we hop on. Sean Ted says, I read both The Compound Effect and Atomic Habits. The Compound Effect is the best. Exactly. I don't know why Atomic Habits is so popular. It's a good book. But the Compound Effect is just crazy.
I'll definitely get on that. I haven't read that one yet.
It's such a good book. Such a good book. Austin Jones. Also, y'all, other books that I read. I read The Everything Store, which is Jeff Bezos' story. His entire story about him starting Amazon. Literally, the first chapter isn't even about him, and it's about his mother. A lot of people don't know he was raised by a single mom. And eventually she got married, but his father, he didn't meet his father until after he was a billionaire, which is crazy. So I read the Everything story, learned the entire story of Amazon, how he built it, how he was inspired by Sam Walton. I read the Sam Walton story about Walmart and that book, or the whole thing with Walmart. I read Elon Musk's story, but it was before the new one that just got written. But I read his story. I learned about how he actually made his money. It's a lot of people that be theorizing how he makes his money. Literally, it's in the books. It talks about how he actually made his money from him with PayPal, Mafia, and all the other stuff. I read, what's his name? Steve Jobs' story and Apple. All of these things, y'all, I read them while I was Lyft driving. So before I was in tech, I knew all these people's stories. I knew their businesses, all of that. So again, y'all can see how me learning a lot about this industry and learning the ins and outs of a lot of these things. Once I got in the industry, that was one of the things that really helped me take off like a rocket, because I was so not just passionate, but so educated. So again, don't be a type of person. It doesn't matter what role you do in tech. Don't be the kind of person where all you're thinking about is, man, I'm just trying to make this money real quick. That's great. Somebody put a comment in here that's really important. They mentioned how like focus on learning. I think they said focus on learning. I can't see it anymore. Focus on learning more than the money. Now, the money motivated me to learn. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But
I definitely. Definitely.
But that's real. You gotta be willing to learn. And I'll be real. Yeah. If you're a person where you hear learning and studying and you're like, again, that goes back to a mindset thing. It's not necessarily, it's like the gym and working out or running. People who don't like working out, if you keep working out, eventually you actually start to enjoy the pain of working out. It starts to feel good. Or a person that runs all the time. I hate running, but I know I experienced the runner's high 2 times in my life. When people talk about it, that's when I was in the Marine Corps and I had to run all the time. When you experience that runner's high, you really see why people get addicted to running, because it actually, the endorphins and the oxytocin and everything you feel is just incredible. Likewise, is learning and studying. I promise y'all, for those that are like, man, I'm not trying to do that. I promise you, the way that God has made us, I truly believe God has made us like this, that everything worth doing, it doesn't matter if it's fitness, eating healthy, having a schedule, everything worth doing, even treating people good to treat you bad, everything worth doing is so damn hard. But if you build the habit to do it and do it consistently, something unique unlocks in us that actually starts to appreciate and find value in it. It's a very strange phenomenon with us. Anyway, I'm done with the sidebar rambles. We need to go ahead and start to wrap up. Finally, some people dropped some questions in Instagram. All right, so we'll get to these last couple questions, couple questions on Instagram. Last thing I'll say real quick, just to remind everybody, for those of you who are tuning in late, he went from being an event planner to being a robotics engineer after doing Tech Founder Pro. Literally took him 1 month after completing Tech Founder Pro. He was given education, but beyond the education, actual practical application every time, like the following day after he was educated on something. Received a lot of support from the founder of Tech Founder Pro, as well as various types of assistance, and then was able to land his first job in tech shy of $100,000. He's been in for a year and is expecting to scale to about $300,000 over the next few years within his specific space in the industry. So no tech degree, like none of that stuff. I know some people want to ask like, oh, what tech degrees did he have? Like none of those things. Literally was able to do Tech Founder Pro. And so, for everybody that's interested, that's tuning in late, those of y'all that are on Instagram, comment Tech Founder. And if you're not sure what you want to do in tech, just comment AI career, and you'll get a free tech career quiz that'll help give you direction. Obviously, I'm recommending Tech Founder Pro because it's a great route. You can either get a job in tech, create your own tech business, or both through the program. You get skilled in both during the program. So for those of y'all that are on LinkedIn and YouTube, click the drop down underneath the video. It has the description and the links down there for everything I mentioned. Don't comment Tech Founder Pro because the automation ain't going to send nothing to you. You got to just click a button, go to the drop down, click the link. All that, everything's there for you. All right. So other than that, we're going to get to these last few questions, y'all, and then we are wrapping up. All right. Oh, I have over 8 years of customer service and 2.5 years of being in the retail space. Yeah, that's good. I took a tech sales course in 23 and have been struggling to land a position. Do you have any advice or tips, or is a change in career in tech a good way to go? No, tech sales is popping. If you want to do tech sales is popping. So the only reason you don't have a role, there's just something either going on with your LinkedIn optimization or your job application process or something in your interview. Those are literally the only three things it could be. Either your LinkedIn optimization, or if not that, is something in your application process, what companies you're applying to, how you're applying, what you're doing, like in your engagement with the recruiter, all of that. Or it's something in your interview process, maybe how you're communicating your transferable skills, how you're communicating what you learned in the boot camp. So it's usually those three pillars. Or you did a trash tech sales boot camp. I don't know which one you did exactly. Either way, just DM me. Let me know which boot camp you did. Send me over your LinkedIn. I'll give you like some high-level tips, high-level advice. If it needs to be something more, then we could probably book a call for me to kind of go over everything top to bottom. But I think the high-level advice I should give you should be enough to help you out. All right, super cool. So let's find something that... All right, so I just want to go ahead and wrap up. But before we do, Josh, I want to kind of give you the floor. We talked about a lot of different things. We talked about what you were doing before getting in the tech industry, how you were kind of being close to living paycheck to paycheck, what you're doing now with the current company you're working at, working with different robotic parts, and just some of your plans in the industry, the app idea that you had that you were building out and working on. Outside of all of that, if there's one thing you could leave everybody with that's here, it's one like word of advice or something that you could have on your heart that you could share with everybody, what would that be?
I think it would be similar to what I said earlier. I feel like if you start now, like if for those of you that haven't started yet, if you start now, the process will continue to go, and trust the process. Also, I think Austin Jones said it, like it takes a little bit. It's hard work, and it will be rewarding. It will definitely be rewarding. You could get real lucky, you know, you could really get where you want to be a little bit faster, but you never know if you don't start. So start now, keep it going. And also something that I feel like is a really good piece of advice that I received from the class is like, polish up what you have on your resume, LinkedIn, all the job websites, like for what specific job you are going for. So that's what they want you that's what they're looking for. They're looking for that kind of stuff. So get into that, get into like polishing up everything specifically. And also, yeah, just start now, keep it going, be consistent.
Yeah. Y'all see what the world is at. Everything's becoming AI. Everything's becoming tech. So you're literally getting into the industry that the entire world is going towards anyway. So you are literally going in the best direction you could possibly go in, whether you're going to become a founder or you're going to work in the industry. So look, thank you, Josh, so much for coming on, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Amazing story. Amazing story. Amazing testimony. Amazing gems that you're able to drop. Look, y'all, shouts out to all of y'all that popped in. Again, shouts out to y'all for investing y'all's evening. Either y'all could be anywhere else. Y'all could be on some crazy live or some crazy stream, whatever. Yeah,
thank you for tuning in, man.
Y'all are here.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Just like what you said, you know, have the right habits and continue to look and absorb media that is good for you, you know? So I feel like thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Definitely. I love it, bro. All right, y'all. Many blessings. Y'all have a great night. Thank you again, Josh. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, peace.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.